Well, staying with music here on RN, Paul Grabowski is one of Australia's most celebrated jazz musicians. He can do it all, actually. He plays the piano, he composes, he arranges, he conducts. He's worked with jazz luminaries in Europe and the US. He's composed scores to more than 50 films. He's done so much. And he's won a plethora of awards, including 4 arias, 2 helpmans, and several bells. So what does Paul Grabowski read and listen to when he's winding down? For Top Shelf, here are his favourites.
My favourite books in no particular order would be The Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann, which, you know, I've loved ever since I first read it in my 20s and return to periodically, because it's such a fantastic laying out of the different currents of thought in, well, I guess, you know, the Europe of the pre-First World War, and the way that people use ideas to kind of define the world. And it's also very clever because, you know, 2 of the central characters in it virtually end up changing positions about what they think about things. And the way he sort of confabulates that is quite amazing. Anyway, that's a great book. Another one of my favourite writers is W.G. Sebald, and he wrote a book called The Rings of Saturn. I think I've read just about everything of his, and The Rings of Saturn is an extraordinary kind of meditation on many things. Ostensibly, it's a book about a walking trip through East Anglia. But Sebald uses every opportunity he can to, you know, give us a kind of tour of the cultural detritus of Europe, and is able to again stitch together people, places, and ideas across time and space in a beautifully flowing, meditative way. It's wonderful. Another book that I read recently, which really blew me away, was 2666 by Roberto Bolaño, who's a Chilean writer who passed away a few years ago. A book which I guess is about, well, it's set around the terrible murders of many hundreds of women, young women, in a city in Mexico, which is all tied up with the narcotics wars. But again, you know, he ties together a whole lot of different stuff to do with 20th century German history and literary criticism. And the great thing about that book is that he's able to kind of write in a lot of different voices, even in translation. You're able to get a sense that, you know, his characterization, his authorial voice is so masterful that he's really able to kind of write from a number of different viewpoints absolutely authentically. And it's a very dark book, but it's a fantastic read. I just loved it. My favourite music, you know, I've got very wide taste in music. My favourite jazz record, I think, is still My Funny Valentine by Miles Davis. There's a raft of reasons for that, but, I mean, jazz never sounded better than played by those 5 particular individuals on that particular night in 1964. It's just a certain magic to it. I'm very fond of the recording that Jesse Norman made of the 4 last songs of Richard Strauss. And, you know, there are many recordings of the 4 seasons, but, you know, it's almost a cliche. But theirs really makes it sound like you've never heard it before. And I love Radiohead, and I think OK Computer is a really amazing piece of work. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the very eclectic tastes of Paul Grabowski, his favourite music and books, and we'll put that list on our website. He scored around 25 films, not 50, as I so rashly gushed at the start of that story.